Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
740, the Steve Cochran Show continues. Trump tweeting up a storm this morning. You know, at some point it becomes pointless to even bring it up. But I'm sure I'll find time before 10. In the meantime, let's blow up the notion that millennials sit around and just wait for the world to be handed to them.
Yes.
Because we have a millennial in studio who makes me tired with all the things he's doing.
Boy, I know.
Mitchell Granger is here. Is it Mitch or Mitchell?
Mitchell is the author name, but Mitch, between you and I.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Fancy Pants. You're Mitchell as an author. Mitch Granger, where are you from?
Lake Forest, Illinois.
And you're 24 years old.
Just turned 24.
All right. And you just, is this your first book?
First book, hopefully one of many. This is slated to be the first in a three-part series.
And it's called?
Jack Strider in the Lost Library of Alexandria, and it was published a little over a month ago.
By?
Mitchell Granger.
Because self-publishing, I'm telling you right now, everybody thinks they have a book in them. And self-publishing, because the publishing business is nuts, is honestly the way to go, or at least the way to consider.
You know, it's funny, you know, going through the process, I had this idea and I had it, you know, finished at one point, and I thought, you know, is now the time to reach out to all these publishers? And I didn't feel like I could wait that long. I had a story that needed to be told, and I wanted to take matters into my own hands.
Who would pitch this to me? Who would we compare this book to? Is this a... is it a Harry Potter sort of series, or what is it?
Yeah, it's a fun blend, I would say, between a Harry Potter, Hunger Games for teen readers, but then also mixed in with a nice Da Vinci Code or National Treasure. So
nice.
I would classify it as a historical fiction adventure.
Nice.
My first thought, Mitch, of course, is not going to remember this because he's so much younger, but like an Indiana Jones.
Exactly. So an Indiana Jones.
And Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark?
I love it, yes.
Okay, good.
Grew up watching that.
Okay. In reruns, of course.
On Netflix.
Mitch graduated from the University of Illinois at Chicago with a Bachelor of Language in Arts and Sciences and Communication and Journalism. He was an NCAA tennis player. How good were you?
You know, I'm going to stay humble here. I was probably your average Division I tennis player, just happy to be on the court and competing.
You are good, and you're being modest. And he plays with his dad, who's his inspiration, and they still play in father-son tournaments.
Oh, yep. Is that right?
We're still alive and kicking. We got a big match on Thursday, actually training for a national tournament in July.
Father-son doubles?
Father-son nationals in Cincinnati, Ohio. So it'll be our seventh time competing.
Isn't when you play doubles, doesn't somebody have to lead?
He's always been the leader. So
okay,
he's been
so
leader.
You still listen.
Yep,
even when you're faking it.
You know, I have to act here and there, but he's leader on court and off for me.
Good for you.
How old were you when you first beat him?
Wow. I was 17, and I still remember tears coming to his eyes when I walked to the court and shook his hand when I first beat him.
I remember when Ross beat me playing golf when he was 15 or 16 for the first time, and there's that moment where you go, "You little creep," and then you just go, "This is the coolest thing."
Oh yeah, yeah.
The book, again, is Jack Strider and the Lost Library of Alexandria. It's got a 5-star Amazon rating. Amazon, best place to buy it?
Best place to buy it, yep. Amazon is amazing these days. If you've got Prime, you can order today, and it'll arrive on your doorstep in 2 days' time.
When we come back, I want to talk to you about this Random Acts of Kindness student initiative that he's doing, because along with writing a book, are you doing something else job-wise, too, that I'm missing?
Yep, I'm a full-time job guy. I work for a great company up north called Club Automation. Yes. Software sales.
Honestly, stop it. Just stop it. Not the job, but you're just going too fast. We'll come back. We'll get your traffic here in just a second. But in addition to that, we want to talk to Mitch about the other stuff he's doing, the volunteer stuff, the firing kids up stuff from Mitch Granger. You think 24-year-olds are sitting around? Yours, maybe. Mitch is not. Well, how do you compare to your friends? Your friends are sitting around.
You know what's funny? I'm lucky. I have a great group of friends who all push me. Actually, my best friend from Sweden is somebody that I founded this social
initiative. You had to go all the way to Sweden to find another millennial who'd get off the couch.
Yeah, they're a little different over there, so I had to team up with him.
But it's not a fair stereotype to say that millennials just sit around.
No, and I talk to people about this all the time, and potentially I'm just around friends similar to me, but we are all very socially conscious and socially proactive, and
which is great.
And I like to bunk up with people just like me. So
you get inspired by people who are also energetic and doing stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good. We like Mitch.
We like enchilada.
But we're going to keep delving into it to find something we don't like when we come back at 7:45. Before we get to that, we get to Mary. What do you have? Mitchell Granger is here, and his first book is called Jack Strider and the Lost Library of Alexandria. He's 24 years old. He's not sitting around on the couch. He's actually doing stuff. And Sandberg, how do you know Mitch?
I worked at a tennis club that's no longer around, the most awesome place on earth, Lake Bluff, Lake Bluff Bath and Tennis. And
well, why'd it go away?
They sold the land and they developed it. But the Mitch's dad, I was friends with the owner, Ray Murphy, who's an awesome human. And Ed Granger, Mitch's dad, was friends with Ray, and I spent a lot of time there, whatever. So I knew Mitch as like a six-year-old. And at six, Mitch was carrying himself like, you know, a 40-year-old gentleman. He's so polite and kind and nice to be
around. Is any of this true, Mitch?
All of it's true. My father would work during the day, so he would drop me and my siblings off at the pool, and we would run around, and we were forced to interact with all the adults even when we were young. So
I probably
rubbed
had a
off
hand
on me.
In raising Mitch, if you will, because I was at the club.
The world's stepmother.
Or corrupting him, which is also my job as a stepmother. So anyway, so he's fabulous, and so we're friends on Facebook, of course, because everyone's friends on Facebook.
Well, you know, as you guys might remember, and Sandberg, I don't know if you remember when you were listening to the show before you started working here, but when Kevin and Ross were doing the job that you and Jake do, you know, I used to give them a hard time all the time.
Because
I'd talk to the back of their heads, you know, and various other cliches, and some of them are cliches because they're true.
We even had a segment called Stump the Millennials.
And Stump the Millennials for a while. But yeah. Nothing drove Kevin more mad than to say, millennials are just sitting around and sponging off the system.
Right.
Mitchell, clearly you're not that guy. So are we willing to say that all the millennials are like you, or are you the exception to the rule?
You know, I think millennials are a funny group. We live in this social media, you know, instant gratification world.
Uh-huh.
But millennials are very opinionated. I'm sure you're watching the news and you're seeing. You
but
know,
see, that's part of the problem, because if you're opinionated and you're not doing anything, then I don't want to hear from you.
But millennials are so opinionated that they want results from their opinions to be instantaneous.
Yeah, that's true.
They forget that they're, you know,
take some work,
blood, sweat, and tears to accomplish things.
That's where writing the book is impressive. Mitch said it took 3.5 years to write. So
I don't doubt
that's the opposite of instant gratification.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt it. I've got about 30 books I started. Maybe you can finish all of them for
sure.
Me. Jack Strider in the Lost Library of Alexandria. But let's talk about this, too, the Student Performing Acts of Kindness thing. It's called SPARK.
Correct, yeah. Started this social initiative in 2014 at UIC, and it's probably been the best thing that ever happened in my life, to be honest with you.
There's this association, Chicago, it's CARA, but it's not the Chicago Area Runners Association,
right.
And it's similar to that as well. So I love these organizations. I think it's so great. Homelessness is a problem, and I don't think a lot of, unless you drive past.
It's a huge problem.
Unless you take Lower Wacker, unless you see people on Michigan Avenue, you know, you don't think. And also, too, I mean, our church has a food pantry, too, mm-hmm. and there are people who come in, too, and just who look like all of us. You know, it's not just the person on
you
Lower Wacker.
You are all, everybody. Everybody is two bad paychecks away
Absolutely.
From being homeless.
So I'm glad, you know, props to you for putting together an organization, another organization to help this and put faces with many of these people, too.
So specifically, what does SPARK do?
Yeah.
So Students Performing Acts of Random Kindness, you know, I think our number one mission was to, you know, help clothe and feed the homeless. We've, you know, helped over 6,000 in the last couple of years, but you know, to be quite frank, I think our number one mission was to go out and just interact with these people. I mean, they're humans just like us. They need human connection and love, and to go out and have conversations with them, I think probably was what brightened their day the most.
You're exactly right, and my son, frankly, taught me that piece of it. I'm an easy mark. If you are struggling, ask me. But to stop and to say, what's your name, and to shake someone's hand, and to ask if you can help them in some way. As opposed to having them beg and ask you for help, to stop and acknowledge them, as you say, as another human being. It's a huge deal. It's very impressive that you get that at your age.
Yeah, and that's what we were doing. I mean, Spark served two purposes, right? It was always to help serve these people who can't help themselves. But I think more importantly was to inspire the person next to you and the, you know, people just like me to take up arms and to go out and make an impact when they see that there's an opportunity to be had.
And there's a human nature piece of it too, right? People don't like to see other people who are hurting or are struggling or whatever. But when you walk by someone and act like they're invisible, you demean them. Whether you mean to or not, you know, when you're driving in traffic and you're on Lakeshore Drive and you get off at Lawrence and somebody's waiting and they have their hand out and you can't stop, that's okay. Traffic flow is traffic flow. But don't spend every opportunity that you have avoiding people who are struggling and hurting. Mm-hmm. Take time to stop. And by the way, it doesn't mean you have to give them anything. Stopping and talking matters.
Exactly. No, we had somebody, I'll never forget it. It was one of the first missions we had, and I gave him a meal, but then we sat down and talked, and
it's a big deal.
He said, you know what, I haven't had a meal in all day, but I haven't had a conversation with somebody in 3 weeks, and that was actually what was more important to me.
How about that?
Yeah, that's something that we always preach to our followers at Spark, and hopefully, you know, even after it's gone, it has made an impact enough to spread on after it's over.
We got to get Mitch in the White House.
Oh, my God. Don't put him in politics.
Vote for him. Well, no, we need him is my point.
I know. We clearly do.
You can't ruin a Mitch Granger. We've tested him.
We have indeed.
The Spark organization, how do folks help?
We have GoFundMe. Donations being taken online. We're actually in our lull season here because at UIC, the students are away on summer vacation. So we're actually going to be doing some really fun projects this year. This summer, kind of behind the scenes, giving these homeless a voice. So we're going to kind of go after this Humans of New York type of project where we're sitting down with them and kind of doing Q&A with the homeless. And
cool.
You'll be able to interact with their stories online, facebook.com/UICSpark. And then we also will be taking donations through the school as well.
Do you take monetary donations only, or is it clothing?
Actually, the vast majority of donations we get are clothes, which are great,
right.
And then hygiene products. And
can you do that through the GoFundMe page or the Facebook page?
Yeah, it's sort of just a handoff through personal connection, but we're always willing to take.
But you've got information on the Facebook page
about
how to do that?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay. Jack Strider in the Lost Library of Alexandria. It's his first book, but before you go, let's plug your regular job. What do you do during the day?
Yeah, so I work for a company called Club Automation. It's a fantastic company in Deerfield. Been working there for 1 year, couldn't be happier. And
what's the job?
I work in software sales, so I'm in and out of clubs, pitching our system, which is an operating system.
Clubs meaning health clubs?
Health clubs, tennis clubs, fitness clubs, and our program does everything from a POS at the front desk all the way to back office billing. So
I don't doubt that you're a tremendous salesperson, and I think this is great for now, but we're going to need more of you. We're going to need more of you in the world.
Anytime you'll have me, I'll be here.
Yeah. No, I mean it. You're officially an ambassador now for the entire millennial population who are hopefully getting up sometime soon and fired up. but good for you, man. I'm proud of you for all the things you're doing.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in. And also, someone else that survived knowing Sandberg.
I know.
He was Sandberg.
I know.
Is Sandberg chasing him around the pool?
Close friends. He turned out okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to meet you, man.
Great to meet you.
Social media follow where?
Mitch Granger 1 is my Twitter handle, and Mitch_Granger_ is the Instagram.
Okay.
And you look like you have so much fun at your book signings. Holy cow.
You know what? That's actually the best part of it, to go back and interact with the kiddos.
Right. So cool.
To tell my story and you know, essentially take on the philosophy that I'm just a kid just like you. You can go out and you can do this as well is really fun for me to be.
I should have asked you this. You got a brother and a sister?
Twin sister. Older sister and two younger brother and sisters who are also twins. So
you got five in the family?
There's a big clan of us. Yeah.
You have two sets of twins in your family.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
what are the odds of that?
Hey, I haven't looked into the science of it yet. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Ooh, your next book.
It could be. Well, if you read it, there's some twin, type of
references
in the story.
Are you the annoying brother because you're doing all this stuff and your other family has the rest of your family has normal lives?
You know, if you ask them, they may say that behind closed doors, but in person, they would never say it.
Never.
I wouldn't let them.
A quick twin question for you:
sure.
Do you feel like if your twin, it's your twin sister, right?
Twin sister.
If she's upset or sad, or I mean, do you have that psyche? Can that connection?
100%. It's like the I know her like the back of my hand when it comes to that. Yeah.
So you can be completely separate parts of town. She's having a bad day and you know.
I remember texting her one time. Believe me on this. I text her. I have a feeling that you're upset today. I don't know why.
And she was.
She was.
Does she have the same for you?
I think so. Yeah. We know each other pretty well and we pick up on, you know, our, you know.
But what you're saying really is that you're a nicer person than your sister. Oh.
No, no, no. See, that's the funny part.
Notice how he said she's older.
she's far more kind and more gentle than I, so I still...
And how much older is she? 3 minutes, 4 minutes?
I'm actually 8 minutes older than her.
Oh, you're 8 minutes
older. Yeah, I let her know that every day.
Yeah, you rub it. It's Mitch Granger. Mitchell Granger. And again, one last time for the book. I hope you get it. I just bought it while we were in a break. Jack Strider and the Lost Library of Alexandria. Back after this on 720 WGN.